basis for our meditation this evening is the Old Testament reading from Isaiah 43. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The song, "I Only Have Eyes for You," was composed in 1934 by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. It's been recorded multiple times, and Rolling Stone ranks it as number 157 in the top 500 songs of all time. "I Only Have Eyes for You." Our Lord has his own version of this golden oldie, and we heard it from Isaiah. He says, "You are valuable in my eyes." And the "you" here in this text is singular. It's not plural. It's you, not y'all, as my wife might say. It's a singular "you," and it denotes a focus that is individual and intimate, particular and personal. The same specific concern for you in the first part of chapter 43. He says, "I have called you by name. You are mine." And this is incredible because our Lord's care is certainly cosmic and universal, but to emphasize the value that God places on you, 25 times in these short seven verses, he uses this word or a form of it, "you." Over and over again, it's "you, you, you are valuable in my eyes." Now, of course, those who first received these words were far away from home. These Israelites were in Babylon, right? And Babylon said, "You, you are nothing in my eyes." Babylon was distant, aloof, cold, and calculating. It called Judean exiles nothing more than state slaves and prisoners, cogs in their vast and ever-growing political machine. And yet into that situation, God says, "You are valuable in my eyes." Where do you find your value? Do you remember when you were a kid and you'd go to those fun houses? And you'd go and stand in front of those mirrors, those fun house mirrors, and they were of very different shapes and sizes, and you'd stand in front of them, and some of them would make you look tall and skinny. Others would make you look short and fat. Others just made you look ugly or kind of creepy sometimes. But the thing that they all had in common was that none of them reflected who you really are. And neither do the mirrors that surround us in our lives. Just turn on the TV, surf the internet, go to a mall, pick up a magazine. There you will see perfect people with perfect families, perfect marriages, delighting in perfect jobs. And when these images seductively summon us, what do we see? We see that we don't measure up. You name it, we don't have it, right? We're addicted to how the world sees us, and we begin feeling kind of tall and skinny, or short and fat, or ugly and creepy. And if we look into these mirrors long enough, we begin to languish, to lose heart, feel worthless. And then when we feel worthless, we not only discount ourselves, but we begin discounting everybody around us, right? You name them, we discount them. Spouse, child, colleague, parent, boss. When we feel like nothing, we treat other people like nothing. We sell each other off for cut-rate prices, slashing and burning reputations. Obsessed with what we don't have, we get stuck in the game of gossip and the jungle of judgment. But dear friends, how you stack up in the eyes of everyone else, that does not reflect your true value. Your value comes from your Lord. And into the midst of all of these situations, he says, You are valuable in my eyes. It's that same you, singular, not plural, specific, reserved, exact. It's you. You are incredibly valuable because you belong to God. Right? Value is kind of based on ownership. A guitar owned by B.B. King is worth far more than one owned by me. Value is based on ownership. And what does the Lord say in Isaiah 43 that we heard? He says, "Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, all upon whom my name is called and whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and whom I made." Yes, God has created and claimed and fashioned and formed you. You are his son. You are his daughter. Not only is value based on ownership, it's also based on how much someone is willing to pay for something, right? And what does God say in Isaiah 43? "I will give people in exchange for you, and nations in exchange for your life." When Israel passed through the Red Sea, the Lord paid for it with the life of Egyptians. And now when Israel will depart out of Babylonian captivity through this Persian king Cyrus, which we'll hear about in a couple weeks, God will pay for it with the life of Babylonians. Our God is willing to lay down another's life for you. But why? Why trust the Lord to place such value on you? Just who is this God anyway? Back in Isaiah 40, he says that God calls every star by name. You know the Milky Way is 104,000 light years across? I don't even know what that means, but it sounds big. It contains 100 billion stars, just the Milky Way. To count them would, at 1 second at a time, would take about 3,000 years. And that's just the Milky Way. According to recent probings of the Hubble Space Telescope, there are hundreds of billions of more galaxies, each with billions of more stars, and God calls each and every one of them by name. And this is the God who says, "I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are valuable in my eyes. Yes, I only have eyes for you." You who are valuable, cherished, of infinite worth, not in the eyes of Babylon, no, there, they are just nameless numbers and state-owned statistics. Not in our own eyes, no, when our eyes are fully open, we see our duplicity and our dishonesty, our idolatry and our sin. No, we are valuable, God says, in my eyes. Luther once put it this way. He said, "Although in supreme trials you seem nothing in your own eyes and are condemned as one cast off by the world, in my eyes, says God, you are glorious. Therefore, you may be vile in your own eyes, in the eyes of the world, even in the eyes of your fellow brothers. But fear not, for my eyes regard you as a precious jewel." And how is that possible? Because in the baptismal flood, God claimed you as his own. And on a hill called Calvary, he paid for you with his son. This means that God has far more than eyes for you. You see, he has hands and feet for you, nailed to a cross for you. He has a head for you, crowned with thorns for you. He has a side for you, thrust through by a spear for you. And God has a heart for you. "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you," Jesus says. God has ears for you. "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." And God has a body and he has blood for you, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sin. Yes, Isaiah testifies to this one indisputable fact that God only has eyes for you through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.